The Clare Byrne Show on News Talk
with Aviva Insurance.
So the FAI have said that the Republic of Ireland has no choice but to fulfil its Nations League fixtures with Israel. And all of this comes after they confirm that Ireland will play Israel at the Aviva Stadium in the autumn. Joining me now in the studio to discuss this is solicitor to the Professional Footballers Association, Stuart Gilhooley. Stuart, you're welcome to the programme. I thought it was an interesting press conference yesterday. You got the sense that the FAI have decided that their line on this is, we have no choice here. We must play this game, and that is what we are going to do. Is that what you heard?
That's what I heard, all right, Claire. I think it's right, though. I think they do have a choice. I think you always have a choice. And in fact, the options that were presented by David Carell were stark, but they were also, you know, pretty simple ones, which is if we don't play, we'll lose the points, yeah. And we might possibly lose our place in League B of the Nations League, which, to be quite frank, aren't that big a deal. I mean, obviously, we always want to play games and we want to win points. We want to do as well as we can. And every football fan wants that. Of course they do. But when you put that against what we're talking about doing, we're talking about playing a country that has been guilty of genocide, as we know. I think it's been discussed many, many times on this show and others, so I don't need to go into it again. I think everyone knows what Israel have done. But we're talking about a situation where we've said we want UEFA to ban Israel from competition. Mm-hmm. And then we're saying, well, actually, do you know what? It's okay. It's not okay, but we're going to play anyway because we've no choice. Well, we do have a choice. The choice is pretty simple. You don't play and you say you don't play. And David Carell said UEFA hasn't suggested there be any other sanctions other than dropped points.
Yes, he was clear. So that would mean at the worst case scenario is that we would drop to Nations League Group C.
Correct.
Currently be. You don't have an issue with that. Some people will. You don't have an issue with that. What happens, though, to our seeding position for the Euro 2028 qualifiers? Does it have an impact there?
It may be affected by that, of course. If you don't play two games and you lose those points, then, of course, that could affect your seeding. But we're only talking about two games here. And let's not forget, we might win those games anyway. I mean, Israel are actually quite a good team. And if you play them, you could actually lose those games. You could drop points anyway. So, yes, will it make a difference? It will. But are we saying that the only thing that matters to us is our seeding? Are we saying that's all that's important? I think we have to decide what is more important in the world. Is the killing of young children in Gaza more important than losing your position, than losing seeding at UEFA?
David Carell said yesterday, I am not a politician. I am a football administrator. And since this whole thing arose with this draw, you know, we've been asking the question, is it fair to put this responsibility on someone like him, or on an individual player not to stand up and play that match, or to play the match? It's a very difficult position to put any person in, isn't it?
I completely agree. I don't think it should be David Carell's position. I don't think any individual player should have that either. I don't think that's right. But what I think should happen is the General Assembly of the FAI, which is the governing body, should be given the choice and should be given the option to decide whether the game should be played or not. There was a motion brought last November at the General Assembly, at which it was passed by 93%. And I would imagine if a similar motion was brought now, you'd get a similar number. It may not be quite as high as 93%, but I think it would definitely be in the majority. So I think you don't ask David Carell or the board of the FAI to make the decision. You make Irish football to make the decision. The football family should decide.
How would that work?
It would work by way of motion to the General Assembly, who would make, in the same way that it worked in November when we decided to write to UEFA to ask them to remove Israel from UEFA competition.
Yeah, but UEFA already know how the FAI feels about this, but it hasn't been taken into account. So what good would it do to make a stand again?
I wonder, do they know? I mean, I think they know that Ireland have written to them and were very disappointed. But if you really want to make a point, you have to make them believe you're going to do it. I don't think UEFA believe we're going to pull out. I don't believe that UEFA have ever believed we were going to pull out. And I think if you say to them, by the way, we are not going to play these games and we're the only team that's not going to play these games, I think that is significant. Now, I'm not saying it's going to change what UEFA will do. I doubt it will. But it very much makes a point and makes a message that Ireland is not going to stand for this anymore.
But has that boat not already sailed, given the press conference yesterday and the fact that the FAI have said, the Gardaí have told us that they can go ahead, that we can go ahead with this game and it will be safe and secure? You know, we're just doing what we have to do here for Irish football. And there's no indication that we're not going to play this game. How do you about turn?
Well, firstly, you can do anything you like. I mean, just because somebody said something yesterday doesn't mean it can't change tomorrow. Of course it can. If the General Assembly were given the opportunity to have their voice before that decision was made, which they weren't and should have been, but that doesn't mean you can't go to them now. It doesn't mean you can't ask the members of the FAI what they think. I'll give you another example is the PFA, of which I'm the legal advisor, they did a survey of their members, and their members came back and said 63% of those footballers thought we shouldn't play those games. That's, mm-hmm. that's two in every three footballers in this country thinks we shouldn't play that game.
Well, Roddy Collins said here clearly, you know, on the morning we had him on, just right at the beginning when this the draw was made, that the players should not walk out on that pitch, that they should, you know, in his words, sort of man up and make a personal decision and not play this game. But again, that is a difficult decision for an individual to take. But do you think it will happen?
No, I don't think it should be put in the players. I really think that's unfair. And I don't think the players should be the one to have to make that decision. Mm-hmm. I don't think individual players should get it. And I don't think collectively they should. It's a decision that needs to be made above them, either by the board of the FAI, who seem to have decided otherwise, or by the General Assembly, who are the governing body. So
how does it get?
Decide.
Will you explain to me, how does this get to the General Assembly? Who makes that decision?
Well, there's two ways it could happen. One is that the General Assembly themselves could be convened by the FAI and the matter could be put to them and for a decision. That's one option.
So that's the FAI
Coming to the Assembly itself. Now, that doesn't seem very likely given by what's happened. So the more likely scenario is that an EGM be called by I think it's 10% of the members are required to do so, be easily called, and the motion would then be brought before them to discuss, to put it before them that we wouldn't proceed. Mm-hmm. However, it does seem to me clear, and that from what Carell is saying yesterday, that that they don't intend to listen to what the members say. They haven't. They've said we will listen, but we're not going to take it into account. That's the clear implication.
So even if that process, even if that process happens in the General Assembly, you're saying that it won't be listened to.
Well, that's the impression I get. I can't say that definitively because that hasn't specifically been said. But he did say the decision has been made. We're happy to listen to our members. But I didn't get the impression that anything that we said was going to change what they were going to do. Now, I think that's wrong, and I think the members should be listened to. I think that's the whole point of having the General Assembly, is that you have members that you listen to mm-hmm. and take on board what they say.
Okay, a couple of messages coming in on this. Why is the FAI not suing UEFA for a rule breach? Well, there's no indication of that, because for what we saw yesterday, the FAI doesn't want to upset UEFA. That's what I took from that.
No, you're right. But there is, but the listener's correct. I mean, there is a rule breach. The UEFA are in breach of their own rules. There's a FIFA rule which states that a country may not play on the territory of another. And UEFA are in breach of that particular rule, and they're not doing anything about it. But as you said, Claire, I think it's clear that FAI have no intention of uh-huh. taking UEFA on. But I mean, absolutely, they have a case against them. There's no doubt about that.
So your feeling is that the General Assembly is the only way to effect a potential about turn on this. It may not work, but it is an option.
I think it's the most realistic at this stage. And I think public pressure also will work. I mean, I think there is a huge amount of public pressure here. I think a lot of people do not want this game to go on. I think majority do not want this game to go ahead.
Mm. John says, Irish players, you have to stand on the right side of history, use your moral compass and don't play Israel. I mean, if it does get to the point that this is happening in October in the Aviva, can you imagine what it is going to be like?
It's going to be chaos. I think it's going to be chaos. I know the Gardaí have said they don't have safety concerns, and they're obviously getting ready for this. But my God, I really do worry about what's going to happen if this game is played in the Aviva. Again, I don't know why the decision has been made now that it has to be played in the Aviva, if it has to be played at all. But that decision has been made now, very early on. And I really am concerned that there's going to be a huge amount of trouble there. There's going to be protests for sure. And I just hope that if it does go ahead, the people will react in the right way.
Mm-hmm. Well, are you concerned for the players?
I'm not really concerned for the players, but I'm concerned for the supporters. I'm concerned for people who will be quietly protesting that it will be a messy situation.
Like, keep the politics out of sport, says Colin. It has no place. And lots of people will believe that this shouldn't even be a conversation.
I know, and people do say that. And look, to some degree, I would agree with that, but I think some things are above politics and some things are above sport. And I think genocide is one of those things, and I think we have to make a stand. I mean, we have said that Russia shouldn't play in European competition. That's politics and sport as well. We have said, you know, in the 1980s, we said that, you know, we shouldn't play sport in apartheid South Africa. Everyone was happy with that. We've had a situation in the past where we wouldn't play Yugoslavia in UEFA competition in 1999. Government decided that themselves. So there are cases where politics is is above sport, and we don't, and we have to just accept that they do mix.
But the FAI would say, in this scenario where UEFA has decided to leave Israel in the competition, that they do not have a choice here but to play this game.
They've said that, but they do have a choice. All you have to do is say, we're not playing this game. They do have a choice. Mm-hmm. The choice is that we don't play the game and we lose the points, and it might affect our seeding, maybe.
You know, it has been said in analysis over the last couple of weeks that it is unlikely that other countries would follow suit if we took that stance. Do you believe that that is the case?
I'm not so sure. I mean, at the moment, there doesn't seem to be any other countries doing it.
Yeah.
But bear in mind, there's only two other countries in our group. So, you know, I mean, there are only two other countries that have to decide that. I don't know what, I can't speak for Kosovo or Austria as what they would do. Mm-hmm. But it doesn't mean, I mean, this is going to rear its head again. And I think at some point we have to say, listen, we're the ones who are going to make a stand. We're the ones who brought the occupied territories bill out there. We're perfectly happy to criticise Israel when it matters or when it suits us.
Mm-hmm.
On this occasion, for some reason, we're just being a little bit more circumspect. But I do think we have to look at this and say, is this the right thing to do? Do we want to be on the right side of history? I think we do.
Yeah, I mean, you spoke about Russia and you spoke about South Africa there, but that all stems from a UEFA decision. So you can understand how it is. It is a sticky one and difficult for the FAI. Do you concede that?
Oh, I do. I completely. Listen, I actually have sympathy with the FAI and I have sympathy with the position they're in. I do understand that. I'm not saying this is easy. It really isn't. But I do think that sometimes you have to make hard decisions. And I think I do think they got it wrong by not consulting with the Assembly. And I think they should do that.
OK, we'll leave it there. Stuart, thanks for coming in. Stuart Gilhooly there, who is solicitor to the Professional Footballers Association.
The Clare Byrne Show.
With Aviva Insurance.
Weekday mornings at 9 on News Talk. Conversation that counts.